about them on Family History?
I love it.
In the key of G. Family History. I don't know too much. Family History. I don't keep in touch with my mother and father quite like I want to do. It's some family history I'd rather not go looking through.
Yeah, there we go.
Our family history, it will repeat. Look through your history, you're sure to meet someone walking much the same path with you. It's just family history, I like it or not, you're passing through. Like you're running in circles till you don't know where it ends. Oh, you can't know where you're going till you know just where you've been. What's with my uncle? I wanna know. We never see him. Whenever we go to some family reunions, no one dares to say his name. It's against the rules in our secret family history game. They're gonna haunt me. Hear them rattle that chain. Well, it's time to break it. It might just drag me down again.
All right, baby.
History seem like fate, oh, but you can't change it. It's not too late, you gotta ask yourself a few questions. It's time to face up to your fears. It's just family history that's coming back again this year. Family history, I don't know too much. Family history, with my mother and father quite like I want to do. Some family history I'd rather not go looking through. It's a family history.
Forever Young is a good one.
What is it?
Do that one in D. Do Forever Young in D.
Oh, yeah.
It's a mostly Dylan night. If you had to pick it, it's mostly Dylan. I did a lot of Dylan songs that night. I'm looking forward to seeing Willie and Dilly over at the Greer Stadium on the 28th. Anybody going?
I got my tickets.
Oh, you're going to play with the green cards. Yeah, awesome.
I'm afraid to meet Dylan, though. I always thought it was a blessing I'd never run into him. Because I've met a lot of my heroes, and some I wish I hadn't. So I thought, boy, if he's having a bad day, I don't know if I'd get over it. What's your favorite Dylan story, Tim?
Well, I can think of one right now. A friend of mine used to live in the village when Dylan was kind of running around a lot there, and he was going home from some, you know, late night. The sun was coming up, and here comes Dylan down the street in a convertible car with Robbie Robertson in the car. And they skid to a stop in front of the store, and this guy, this is my friend of mine, is walking by. And Dylan looks up and says, "Do you have a belt?" And he says, "No, I don't have a belt." He says, "I need a belt." And then he walked across the street and looked in the store, trying to knock on the door and get in this place and buy a belt. And then they looked around, and there wasn't any other store, so they got back in the car, and then they left.
Perfect. My favorite story is when he was, there was a couple from New Jersey, kind of after him backstage. Apparently he had stayed with him way back in the day, you know, and they hadn't seen him in a long, long time, and, you know, he'd become Bob Dylan in the interim. Anyway, they were just always, you know, just trying to make a connection, you know, and he was kind of chasing around a thing, and, you know, finally the guy said, "Well, Bob," he said, "it's so great to see you." "Yeah, yeah." He said, "What's it going to be, man, our backyard or yours?" He said, "Hey, there are no backyards." That was my favorite.
Wow. Actually, I don't think I'll go see him.
Okay, I don't think so. Bastard.